Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. It's that time of year when a lot of us party and then we stop and ponder. We let go of the old and we bring in the new. I'm all for it. The problem is how we make that decision. Too many of us look in the past and say, well, that worked well, without asking ourselves, is this going to work now or next year? So as we ring in the new year, let's ask a bigger question. How do we know when a good thing has run its course? Here's what I do to figure out if something, whatever, a strategy, a tactic, even a relationship, has had a good run, but now it's time to let go and change it up. First up, I get myopic. I focus on right now. Not how it all started or how it worked in the past. And I ask myself, right now in this moment, what role does blah, blah, blah play in my life? And based on that, what's the role for the upcoming year? Is this a resource that makes this journey easier? Or am I treading water at this point? That answer drives my initial decision. Then I take a short trip to the dark side. I take a hard look in the mirror and I question my motives. I ask myself, why? And what's in it for me? Here's a personal example. I was hanging out with folks not necessarily because of the current connection, but because it was a habit. I realized that I felt obligated because I knew these people for a long time. Now, this had nothing to do with them. Our lives have changed, mine especially. So I had to throw down the BS card on myself and adjust the above answer accordingly. And finally, I play pretend. I pretend the decision is already made. How do I feel? What does my heart say? I experienced this up close and personal a while back when I had to cancel some plans. I felt such a sense of relief, so I knew I did the right thing. This will either confirm the answer or again adjust the decision either way. It's easy to let go of what's not working anymore. The bigger challenge is to let go of what's working well, but may not be a good fit moving forward. That decision is more emotionally fraught and requires, in my opinion, a more in-depth approach. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant in 2020.